If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode on Holistic Health Anxiety Talks podcast. This is Nick Chancel, your anxiety coach. Today we're diving deep in a topic that affects us all: artificial intelligence, anxiety in a new work and its evolution, and how it impacts our mental health, particularly around anxiety. As we navigate rapidly changing landscapes, many of us may feel overwhelmed or anxious about what lies ahead of us. But instead of avoiding these changes, let's now, in this episode, explore how we can learn and adapt to these new changes. So let's start by embracing the evolution of AI intelligence and the pathway to the fifth dimension and awaken to a new era. And do we fear it or do we embrace it? So as we stand at the beginning of technology, the evolution of artificial intelligence, AI, like, beckons us to choose between fear and empowerment. All right, I repeat that. It beckons us. It's a big choice between fear and empowerment. Now, this is not really just a shift in industry structure. It is a profound transformation in our social consciousness. So it's a development in the area. A movement towards a more integrated existence within five dimensions awareness. Now, folks, this is like a prelude to what we're going to expect to talk about in our future podcast with Sandra Comencio, also who I had the pleasure of interviewing earlier, who was a life coach and executive coach, and she will enlighten us to make us feel a little bit more comfortable in the next episode, make us feel a little bit more comfortable about the idea of changing in with times. So, yeah, it'll be a nice movement towards more, integration existence within that space and creating that wonderful awareness and looking at the benefits of AI and not being so fearing of it. But we'll get back into that a little bit later. Let's look at the rise of AI as a change, as a catalyst for change. AI and now has kind of rapidly transformed how we seriously engage with the world, right? It is redefining industries and social norms. With its ability to automate tasks and enhance decision-making, businesses can now prioritize strategic endeavors, granting us, you know, precious time to explore our core values and nurture our spirit. And also I'm thinking about only if we can take out the competitive edge, you know, I think this episode addresses the changes, but does it take away the ego's natural competition and comparison, right? In this evolution of business, how can this relationship intertwine with itself? So it's another point to think about. Now, also the question arises, how do we, again, align this technological evolution with our ethical frameworks and personal growth? Because we all want to grow, so we want to grow. We start creating, you know, we start getting onto the, latching our wagons to the ego. Ego then drives us, makes us compete, and we're always like, okay, so in the industrial area, we built castles so we can protect ourselves from invaders, right? We built military networks and frameworks and to protect us from ourselves, right? The military forces, again, protecting each country, each person, you know, and also which in itself causes chaos and a lot of anxiety. So yeah, let's look at some, you know, let's uncover all this personal growth area. And also let's look at that dilemma, the fear of change versus opportunity for growth. So are we prepared to change? As we navigate this new landscape, this new beginning, fear often kind of clouds our judgment. The chaos and distractions that accompany rapid change can lead to confusion and inner turmoil. It is very confusing, especially for folks who are going through some anxiety. However, this moment also presents an opportunity for beautiful awakening, but we've got to embrace this, yeah? As an invitation to embrace the self-empowerment, we need to get into that self-empowerment and contribute positively towards our communities. That's the whole idea. You know, we have this technology. We can become so self-empowered, self-aware. And also the bottom line is it's about our community. How do you all want to live? Do we still want to live like, you know, back in the 1200s, right? Do we still want to keep building those big buildings, protective castles even? And then all that is the ego. It just plays in itself, right? There's an ego in everything. So let's look at self-employment as a priority. Now, that's where we're going to focus on. People fear like this, the change of self-employment, the opportunity as a priority also. So in this new age, okay, in this age, it's imperative to cultivate, right, an empathy and awareness. How can we create a culture of self-employment that encourages us to all pursue our passions while aligning with ethical use of AI? So how can we all be self-employed is a big, big question, right? On the gold, on the money. How do we do that, right? There's plenty of tools we can use that so we can all be, we can all be independent of our own choices and decision-making, right? It's all up to us, and that requires a lot of discipline. For me, the change came about when we had the COVID, you know, situation where we all had to live, you know, we all had to work from home. Those were kind of blessed to work from home and still keep the business alive. And this transition from working in an office to working by yourself at home was an interesting, you know, interesting times for a lot of us. There was a lot of anxiety while coping with children and family and it being all in the same square, right? So that brought a lot of challenge, but can we adapt this to the global scale where we do have this self-employment? Anyway, something to think about there. Let's look at shifting governance structures. It's very important to change from governance structures. With the rise of AI, traditional government models, like I mentioned earlier with military, may become obsolete to a point. Wouldn't that be nice? Maybe become obsolete. instead of being like controlled by political agendas, governance, government can evolve into a collective consciousness now focused on betterment and sustainability of humankind. Some change needs to happen, and it's interesting to see where we're evolving to. So what aspects can we take to encourage a shift towards like self-governance, governance rather than being governed, and this self-accountability? Man, how much change will need to happen there? So are we ready for the future changes will be left behind is a big question. Let's talk about the five dimensions, a call for structured consciousness. Now, life is evolving, you know, cybernetics, computers, it's really evolving really quickly. Our consciousness is evolving, it's speeding up so much. So when we, and life is asking us to change, right? It's asking us to really take note of, you know, of the five dimensions. All right, it's becoming where we are able to explore ourselves much more and create the calmness in our life. A lot of change is going on, but are we going to be able to adapt to the change? So the transition to the fifth dimension is not just a metaphorical concept. It is like a call for structured consciousness, Now, this will include understanding our interconnectedness and nurturing a society that values empathy and collaboration, right? Can we all do that as a separate entity? Like, can we all become such an individual? Man, we really need to do the work. I think that's what, you know, Sandra is going to be talking to us about in our future podcast, about how important it is to do the work on ourselves, become so aware, understand the political agendas, understand economy, understanding ourselves, you know, on a micro level. So, and let's look at contribution alignment as we harness the power of AI. How can we ensure that our contributions align with a greater good? We must have this concept of for the greater good. All right, we all got to help ourselves with learning a new skill. Now we must ask ourselves whether our actions reflect our core values and serve a higher purpose in this life. Can we be tuned into this message right there? All right? Our actions should reflect core values and serve a higher purpose, right? Not for collectively, not just focusing on the oneness. You know, people are so like building cages and building applications, right? You know, like, you know, we got to get out of this space where it is talk, but it's good talk. It is, you know, it is like the lower casting of human being. Can we get rid of that? I mean, already, like, I know people that have got specialized apps and they only have their specialized communities in them. And it's like, if you can, you know, and they're regimented how they're chosen to enter. You know, they've got to pass all the ticks to enter this particular type where they have the right to be different. And okay, that's fine. But yeah, so there are people segregating together, creating applications and having these kind of memberships that are elite memberships for them only. And I think we need to move away from that social kind of concept and move into contributing and aligning for a higher purpose. How AI, with all its applications, can do that for us. So let's look at passion-driven work. What does that mean? You see, AI has enabled us now these days to work smarter, not harder. Can you see that? At the moment, I'm actually creating a podcast here for you guys. I consider myself an advocate for anxiety and anxiety coach, but also creating some liberation in mind and for folks who are going through struggling and find it difficult to change. So I've decided to stand up and show up and, you know, and be an advocate and educate and create awareness for you guys. You know, what I learned, I'd like to pass on. And create that awareness that it's going to be okay. You know, we don't have to fear these changes. And and this could be also, let's go back to the passion-driven work. If we get this right, And we're going to be so liberated from mundane tasks, which allow us to kind of engage in work-driven passion. We will do stuff we actually enjoy doing. If you're creative, you love creative. If you like, non-for-profit work, we do that. They can become an individual or work so close for the team, and you all have the same energy, same vibration, same channel, same direction, right? So how can we kind of create environments that encourage this passion and really create this innovation, this change? So let's now look at something else, the proposal for a harmonious future. Can we actually perceive this idea of a harmonious future? You know, we have to look at the educational reformation to have that. We must rethink our educational systems, right? Oh, there's so much change here to prioritize emotional intelligence, right? The ethics and the responsible of use of technology. We're all scared of this idea. We have to fear this. How responsible can we be with our technological change, especially when we have the AI, which does bring a fear about, doesn't it? So how can we integrate these values into a curriculum at all levels so it can be understood and freely shared so others can increase their level of awareness? So, So we can use AI to help. If you're a doctor, well, that's what you decide to serve humanity with as a community. So AI is able to create this education, but we're talking more on a re-educating what we, you know, recreating the wheel, you could say, right? Recreating the wheel through AI. Can we do that? So let's move on to community engagement initiatives. Like we can create these communities that encourage dialogue about AI. Can we be more positive and have a better impact on our lives, our psyche with intelligence, with AI? Can we, there's work of Synosis at the moment, all right, so you have an injury and all of a sudden you can now actually have a hand that kind of duplicates, you know, it's almost similar to your hand. And again, can we kind of simulate ourselves? And so there's a lot of things you see on.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Save big money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-thru lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
YouTube and you could call it propaganda, but heck, you know, some propaganda becomes reality. Who knew that many, many years ago, 1920s, they're talking about what we call that that agent, talking on the wrist, Dick Tracy or something like that. They can talk on the wrist, right? And you can see photos, see your family members or people that you work with. All on your wrist, on your camera. Just point it to your face, point the watch to your face from a watch. And we already have that, right? We already have the technology. It's nothing new. It's something that we created, you know. It was suggested to us either through movies or, you know, wherever the seed was planted in those days. And before you know it, you know, 60, 80 years later, here we are. It used to be in comics, right? But here we are. Let's get back to, so what platforms can we create, like, to facilitate this critical conversation about, you know, the dialogue, about positive dialogue with AI and how wonderfully can impact us rather than destroy us, right? So a lot of talk on that at the moment. All right, we can also look at the empathy. Let's look at empathy-focused leadership. It's all about leadership, right? Leaders, future of our leaders, should embody empathy with ethical decision-making, right? What qualities should we look for in leaders to ensure that they align with the consciousness of the fifth dimension? In our last podcast, we talked about the age of the Aquarius, which meaning we're now up to, like, we're opening up to new knowledge, to the assistance of AI to help us easily discover ourselves and explore ourselves. And guess what? Maybe we can get these anxieties out of our life if life was just made a little bit easier and we just loved what we did. We love that creativity, right? We can lose ourselves and harmonize in this self-creativity. That's the whole point. So let's go with it. So the evolution of AI intelligence will give us a choice to fear the change that comes with it, or we can learn and grow from it. And it's all about how we act on it with higher purpose. Can we focus on higher purpose? The journey towards the fifth dimension requires us to really, really create structured consciousness. Again, changing our mindsets, changing the way, changing our education, and embrace this self-empowerment and create this community engagement. And we embark on this transformative path. And let's just remember that our collective consciousness will shape the future we desire, because we're able to do that. So it's going to be a beautiful awakening if we look at it that way. We are so urged to be kind of awake and aware these days, and the time to action is now. It's up to us. It's take it now, and we will rise to the occasion, right? Or do we want to stand back and on the fence and just let it all happen around us? A lot of people do that. They got this anxious avoidance going on. We will be left behind in the chaos and the confusion of this life. Then the future awaits for just our response. So it's cool. Let's now move on to something deeper. Now let's now focus on the second part of this podcast. First let's talk about the elephant in the room, right? Anxiety with the rise of AI and technology. It's only natural to feel like a sense of unease. We're seeing new jobs are changing, industries are evolving, and that can trigger fear of the unknown. So of course, if we don't challenge the unknown and don't learn right now, we're going to be left so behind, right? We're going to be so behind because we need to be self-sufficient and create our own jobs. Simple as that. So start educating ourselves now. What if I told you that this evolution will present an opportunity for further growth for everyone? What does that sound like to you? You as a listener. AI is not just about automation, my friends. It's about creating more time for us to explore our passions and nurture our mental well-being. Instead of seeing AI as a threat, we can view it as a tool that allows us to focus on what truly matters, our core values and our purpose. Learning to embrace this change can be significantly reducing anxiety levels. Today, I explored with the idea of cloning my voice, right? Cloning my voice, but it's still not there yet because I can't put emotions I can't create it's just basically a textual reading. Now AI can read. What I'm doing now is creating this podcast, right? But later, actually there's tools that we can actually just write the text out, script write the text out. And what happens is AI picks it up on the computer. It's an application, a subscription, and then it creates like the voice. So it reads it by itself and then creates my voice, my duplicate clone voice, which is kind of interesting, but it doesn't still have, and it's very fiddly at the moment because you still got to play with all the, buttons and, emphasize the pitch and, pause, and you got to do the pause thing. You got to do a lot of stops here and there. It does pick up stops, but doesn't pick up the humanistic value. We're getting there, but so how do I see that? I see that, I can actually, work much smarter, much quicker with AI. and create more valuable content like this for you guys. So, you know, we can view it as a tool that allows us like to focus on what truly matters, our core values once again, and our purpose, aligning ourselves with our real purpose and not being lost into the militant and the governed way of living in a corporation and being tortured by what? By people that are, who are so narcissist that they just, if you ever notice that not people who are in supreme leadership only care about themselves, right? And we need to get away from that thinking. We need to move on to something more like inclusive, more community. And we have a chance now to do that. So we, rather than being employed by someone, and I'm talking with people usually found, I might hurt some feelings here, but I'm talking to people found in legal airfields or even in any financial kind of place. We're just so competitive, and there's no empathy, and there's no feelings into that area. And I'm probably, I'm sure that someone who's listening to this, they'll understand what I'm talking about and how stressful and how much anxiety is involved in working under people, under leadership, to create anxiety rather than significantly reduce anxiety levels for us collectively. So friends, to help us understand this better, let's look at four more psychological perspective. Yeah, so psychological perspectives. Specializing in anxiety. Let's look at in anxiety management area and how this. And we can ask how do we see the relationship between technological change and anxiety levels, right? Especially with changes it's really crucial to now recognize that change, especially rapid change, can trigger our anxiety levels real quick because. We all like to stay in our comfort zone, stay with what we know, but change does take time, which is kind of, if you go back a few podcasts, they kind of, really share a lot of good stuff there about, challenge for change. It's a mini course they provided also. It's available on, if you go back a few podcasts, it's all there. So, yeah, using AI to get the message across. So, however, now let's look at how it's really about how we also respond, to change here. If we learn to adapt rather than avoid it, right, we can develop this resilience and education will open us to discussions and positive discussions about AI and can really help to dismiss, really get rid of all the, dismissify it and reduce the fear, Get us used to the idea of high intelligence. Like I said earlier, go figure it out. I think 60 years in the comics, we had Dick Tracy, right? And there was a picture of Dick Tracy looking at his watch and communicating via his watch. And we also had Get Smart. Remember that? I don't know if you in my era, Get Smart, Agent 99, right, and all that. Remember that? So yeah, they were talking through shoes and that telephones in their shoes and all this fancy technology, and that was just a dream then, but now it's a reality through the assistance of AI. So let's not fear it. Let's look at focusing also on self-empowerment now. Very important to be able to engage in activities that promote emotional intelligence, mindfulness, also to connect with your community, to share experiences and support each other. This collective engagement can alleviate feelings of isolation. Once again, we can be self-empowered in this. We can find our communities much quicker. We can use intelligence. And at the moment, intelligence is allowing us to, script write mindfulness meditations. I do that. It allows me to really, it's advanced my thinking, it's advanced my learning. If I didn't undertake and adapt to technology, I wouldn't be at this point providing this podcast to you guys. I would have felt isolated, self-isolated, not taking on technology. So my call for you guys is to take the new technology on board. Don't be fearing it. It'll actually enhance our ability to Yeah, you want to connect with each other in a wonderful community, and then we'll have a shared experiences. It's also about creating a structured consciousness. Okay, we mentioned earlier structured consciousness, high consciousness, and awareness, and we need to be able to do that. When we align our actions with our values and contribute positive to our communities, we can find purpose amongst the chaos. And friends, let's not forget the role of leadership in this transition, this life, this new era, as we move towards more empathetic governments, all right? And there are more governance. We actually learn to be governed ourselves and prioritize our well-beings, like really have more time to nurture our families. I don't think we have that many. If we don't do this, you will not know our youth, okay? They will be so disorientated. They'll be so separate from their own families. They would not know how to communicate. Where are all the days we used to eat together on the table and without devices, where we were strict and, you know, we really treasured our Sundays. It was a family day, right? Where are those days gone? And they were probably only in the 1940s, 1950s. And disappeared in the year 2000s. So yeah, we need to encourage empathetic leadership to guide our way, right? And to change our ways. So encouraging leaders to embody empathy and ethical decision-making is the key. And it's very crucial for having this utopic kind of existence, future existence also, you know, with a high learning to be living and vibrating from a high consciousness. We need leaders who listen and understand the human experience. I guess you can say leaders need to have some understanding of counseling and also psychology, especially during these transformative, confusing times. So as we embrace this beautiful awakening, this new change, and let's kind of remember that we have the power to shape our future, because that's what we do, right? We're always evolving. And learning the adapting is essential and prime concern to us all. Instead of succumbing to anxiety, let's cultivate resilience and adaptability. How will you respond to these new changes? Because they're coming. They're coming quick. And like I said earlier, jobs will be changing, right? Things will be changing. And we need to get educated. If you have free time at the moment, I would practice, you know, getting out of our heads, get into our bodies, and start getting into technology, right? And accept and don't fear it. Friends, thank you for joining us to this interesting podcast today. It has been an interesting one for me too. If you found this discussion helpful, please like, subscribe, share your thoughts in comments below. And how you are managing the changes of technology in your life. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay empowered and curious in this life. Let's not all sit on the fence too long. And another invite for you guys before I go, to join us in a future episode on a very, very similar topic from a life coach, executive coach, Sandra Camacho, which will complement to our last podcast about the similar topic, the Age of Aquarius. So having said all that, wishing you a blissful day and night, wherever you are in the world, blessings, and just embrace change. We need to embrace change, whatever change is for you. Bye, my friends. Namaste, and well, and happy day for you, for everyone. Ciao for now.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.